Blog Talk Radio.
DMX, Cisco.
La 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 la.
Damn, where the fuck my shoes at?
I stay on the south side.
welcome to BK Chronicles Live, and I'm your host, BK, and tonight we're going to talk about how many sex partners is too many. And while we're discussing this question, I don't mean like how many sex partners in a lifetime. I'm more so talking about at one time. Like, some people prefer to just be with one person in the sexual sense. Some people want to be with quite a few. So tonight we're going to get into that and see how other people feel about it. Some people think it's okay. Some people don't. And I really don't want to get into a lifetime, but if it's something y'all want to discuss or you want to discuss how many partners you think a person should have sexually in one lifetime, then we can discuss that too. That's a topic if y'all want to take it there. But okay. Anyway, with one of my guests, Mr. Willie, he came up with this topic of how many sex partners can be too many. From my opinion, and it depends on who the person is and the situation. If you in a committed relationship, then I think you should only have one sex partner. Whether y'all use condoms, whether you don't or not, the only reason, because I think, in my mind, I think sex comes with emotional attachments and extra things like that. So if you're already in a committed relationship, I don't think that's something that you would want to open up, unless you're in a committed relationship and your other partner likes being with other people, or maybe y'all like being with other people together. You know, they consider a threesome or whatever, or maybe you're in a committed, or what you consider a committed relationship, but it's open. And by being open can mean, like, you know, you might let your new partner know, oh, well, baby, I found somebody that I'm interested in having sex with, and I really want to have sex with them. And then your partner say, well, okay, baby, go ahead, knock yourself out, enjoy yourself. So, I mean, in that case, I don't think it's breaking the commitment, not that we're talking about commitment, but just having more than one person. Some people just like the joy of having sex and having it with different people. They don't see it as, like, with some of my guests, they don't feel like they're not treasuring their body, or they don't feel like sex is so important to other people, or, you know, make it feel like it bothers their self-esteem or what they got going on. So with that being said, then you have people that not in a committed relationship, and they just like fucking random people. Let's say different people. They like to be with different people for different reasons. I don't know quite what their reason is, but I'm going to take a chance and go there. Let's say you're a single woman or you're a single guy, whatever, and you have maybe about, I'll say in the dream world, you have about maybe five people that you're constantly having sex with. Now, one might do something that the other four don't. Like, one might specialize in giving oral. One might be very good at oral. Another one might just be good at having sex, period. One might be good at doing both, but she only available certain days of the week. Like, you might have one that don't mind being with all the other girls that you've been with, or vice versa. So, I mean, like, I don't know what people have different sexual partners for different reasons. Some people do it because they don't want the commitment, or they don't want the emotional attachment, and some people do it because they just consider it as, like, a way of having fun, I guess. But as usual, I did my little research, found a couple of things that I don't mind talking about, and basically what it is basically when you have friends with benefits. And people that's in committed relationships, they have friends with benefits. Some people know that their mate or whatever is with other people, and it don't bother them because, you know, he gets to do his little thing. Or she get to do her thing. I mean, I don't know so many men that's relaxed with letting their girl just, you know, like be with other people. But you never know. It's some people out here. But anyway, according to this little article that I found, they were talking about they was basically talking about, you know, having they consider friends with benefits to be like casual relationships. That, I mean, you know, you're just it's not a committed relationship. It's just casual, and it's more of a sexual satisfaction rather than, you know, the fulfillment of being romantic with another person or satisfying another person's emotional needs. Now, when they say friends with benefits, I mean, like, being friends, I guess because they friends and not really girlfriend, boyfriend, or fiance, you know, engaged and all that other stuff, so it's more for them. I think you could be a little bit more sexual adventurous because you don't really have to worry about this person judging you. You don't have to worry about him satisfying your emotional needs. You can get your rocks off, do what you like to do, and let that be it without really being about really being judged. But okay, anyway, to shorten up the little article that I got in front of me, it's saying according to the U.S. Bureau of Census, the popularity of promiscuous relationships in the United States versus Australia is a big difference. So, like, what they're saying is people over in Australia and other European countries, like, they delay getting into serious relationships later in life. And they kind of postpone, like, being married and all that stuff. Like, in between 18 and 34, over to them, is according to this study, Census Bureau, it's a study or whatever. So according to the study, they saying over in Australia and European countries, they're not big on rushing into getting into relationships. I don't know how true this is, but the article that I found, she wrote it. So what they're saying is, like, they prefer not being in a couple relationship. In other words, they friends with benefits or, like, having part-time lovers where they can just, you know, where they don't have to, with a lifestyle, it's not too demanding. They're not preoccupied with, like, having relationships or, you know, I guess over there they're more so worried about, you know, getting their education and having good jobs and building their career. But at the same time, they still are like having their attitude towards, like, having casual sex is cool. It's not frowned upon. According to this article, it's welcome. It's cool. Because they feel like instead of you focusing on a relationship, you should focus more on your career, your education. But the only problem I have with this, that even if you're in between 18 and 34, whatever, if you want to have sex, if that's the case, while you're 18, 19, 20, 21, all that stuff, you should already be getting your education and working your way towards a career already out the way. But I don't see why they couldn't attempt to have a committed relationship I don't know. They can still have a committed relationship and not just be humping everybody or feel like you gotta fulfill your other partner romantic needs and emotional needs and all that other stuff. But anyway, to make it all story short, anyway, they over in these countries, like, being a friend with benefits is preferred because apart from, like, being in a relationship or being a friend, they just like having sex. And then they're saying adding substances, I guess they mean by them getting high or getting drunk. And you might want to hump your friend, or y'all might, you know, y'all friends during the day, everything cool, but at night, y'all humping. Which, I mean, we do that here, over here, too. But at the same time, I think what they're saying over there, they might be a little bit more open and honest with the type of relationships that they have. But over here, I know a lot of people are not as honest. Or they might be in a committed relationship, but yet you're still having sex with other people. And the internet actually makes it a little easier for some people to actually get fucked. Or, you know, like people that, nymphos, whatever they call them, sex addicts, they can, you know, they can get there. They can fulfill their needs. Like they just have sex. It's not nothing to them. They don't feel like they've been frowned upon because they sleeping with him and the best friend or in our world, you know, everything is all about the internet. So, you know, like and even in Facebook, like they might have 700 friends and they fucking 300 of them. So if they not fucking them now, they might have fucked them once. Or maybe they tried it and they didn't like it, so they moved on. So that's just like that, where that goes back to me saying earlier how some dudes just have, some dudes, I mean, girls do it too. I mean, I know some females that do it too. But they have more than one friend because, like I said, one friend might satisfy something else. Somebody else might satisfy another need that they have. One might just be a sexual need, and they might go to the other person for their emotional needs. Like, we really don't know, but it's to each his own. I just say if you all want to be having sex with different people or if you want to be having sex with several people, I just feel like some precautions need to be taken. Even if you use condoms and, oh, I might put on two and I might put on three and all that other stuff, you're still taking a risk because anything can happen. And like I tell people, condoms are great. So, and sometimes you still want to make sure that the person is, like, clean, disease-free before you still go, you still, you know, humping them. And most people, like, okay, y'all use condoms to fuck, but you let her suck you off raw or you let him eat your booty raw. Like, you still can contract things. You still can contract, like, STDs and stuff and warts and herpes and all that other little stuff. So you got to be self-conscious and be a clear thinker when it comes to having sex with so many people because you could have been having sex with, let's say you didn't hump two of them or maybe you humping two of them at the same time. You might got to do a nice little threesome going on that you might get every couple of days of the week. But you might have broke the condom on one, and then shit, the next time you got broke another one because you got a faulty quacking condom. Who you going to blame for your STD if you find out later that you got some? You can't. Or you just want to say, well, one of y'all two, or one of y'all three. Just, I fucked you, and I fucked her in the same day, or I fucked her Wednesday, I fucked you Thursday. So, like, wow. I don't know. Me personally, I can't keep track of all that. And I don't want to keep track of all that, so I don't know. Maybe in my younger days I might would have did a few of those things, but in my little older days I don't have time for that. Like you really have to keep a mental watch on who you're with, how often you're with them, who you're with, how often you're with them, what happened, did the condom break, did it not break, like. I mean, like, do they keep a record? I'm not sure how this goes. But anyway, if you wanna join in on the conversation, call in. The number is 646-378-0763. And call in and let us know. Like, don't be ashamed. I don't think it's a shameful act, but if you do think it is, and you might be a little embarrassed or you're one of those people that want to, oh, I'll just keep it to myself. You can always log on to Blog Talk Radio and register and send me a little chat. I won't disclose who you are, but I'll give them your opinion. Okay? Okay. So let's take a break. And later on, I'm going to let y'all know about some little events we got going on in the city. I don't know if y'all are interested or not, but I'll let you know anyway a little later, okay? Let's take a 5-minute break and I'll be right back.
This is it, Lo. rap show is. 10 toes, 2 feet, what's up, Kenny Keys? What's happening in K Street, what's happening? What's up, Juice? 3 finger salute to all my motherfucking Macs out there. What's happening? Chachi. Come into my life, bitch. Holla at me. As I'm out.
Tuesday, talk smack, bitch, you scared. All right, you ain't all right. Can't sell that pussy, bitch, you swear.
LOL smiley face, all the boys tell them, baby, LOL smiley face, baby girl, say sent a picture to my BlackBerry. She fine and she big, just like Halle Berry. Kiss me through the phone, LOL smiley face. We can go and kick it, babe. Later on at my place, she messaged me on MySpace. Told me she loved me, she texting my phone. 4:30 in the morning, baby, I'm horny. I wanna kiss you, I can put it on ya. That's not an issue. She scratching my back, screaming out, I'm hers. She texted my phone, said I need your love. I met her Monday last week in the club. 1 week later, now she telling me that she in love. Ha!
Shawty just text me, said she gonna text me. LOL smiley face, LOL smiley face. Shawty send a swift pic, saying come and get this. LOL smiley face, LOL smiley face. Go to my page and follow. Said she got a body like a Coke bottle.
All right. I'm back. And just in time, too. That was my boo. That LOL smiley face. I know it's cool, but I like it. Anyway, if you're just tuning in, we were talking about how many sex partners is too many to have at one time. Not in a lifetime, but at one time. And I was saying earlier, and I was reading from an article I got in front of me. That was just saying, like, over and across the water in Australia and European countries, that over there, as far as, like, having what we call fuck buddies or friends with benefits, it's more likely to go on over there because they don't look to have serious relationships or be into a committed relationship between the ages of, like, 18 and 34, what have you. But I also was saying, too, that I think it depends. Like, I mean, I don't think it's wrong, nothing wrong with it if that's what you're into or you like having different people, because one person just don't satisfy your needs. Then, you know, do you enjoy yourself and be careful in all that you're doing. But at the same time, there's other people that think it's just nasty. Whether you're in a committed relationship or not, they just, some people feel like that if you, I mean, I'm going to say most women, because when I asked the question earlier, I got a couple of responses from some of the women, and a lot of them just feel like, as a woman, they feel like their body is a temple, and they don't give it to everybody. I guess everybody's not worthy of praising in their temple. But some people see nothing wrong with it. And for the most part, I seem to think that most people that have different sex partners is not because they live a single life. It's because, like, one sex partner might not give them what the other person do. Like, for like one of the examples I gave earlier, like, you might meet a person and that person don't perform oral sex, but you love oral sex. So you have another person that you keep or that you talk to or keep around that do give oral sex and love to get it. And then you might have one person, like, because you might like threesomes. And the other two people don't like threesomes, but this girl loves threesomes and the other girl loves threesomes too. And you can always get them two together to satisfy your needs. But whatever the case, for whatever reason, other people jumble around having, you know, like different sex partners. It's kind of up to them or which they prefer or what they can handle. Me personally, like I said, maybe in my younger days I probably could have done that, but now that I'm older, no, I don't take that risk, because even if, okay, let's say like now, if I'm in a committed relationship, I had this man, but I'm sleeping with this man. I might be calm with him, I might not be calm with the other one, but just so happens that one time that karma broke. This man, like, I mean, he might have gave me something, then I got to take it back home. Like, it's just certain things that I think about, and I just personally can't do it. And if I am doing it, more than likely, I done got tested with the both of them, and I'm just being reckless and just assuming he's only doing certain things with me. And you know how we have that, then those delusional thoughts. But anyway, let me see. I just found the damn comment now, though. But okay, I had one guest to say that she's saying basically that she don't do it because. Her, like I said earlier, I guess I used the word from reading, and she was saying that, you know, to her, she's saying more than one sex partner at a time is too many for her, and that she cherishes her body, and she can't see two or three different dicks in her, and plus to her is nasty. So, like I'm saying, I can understand that. Maybe she'll call in later and give us a more detailed explanation of why she feels the way she feels. But like I'm saying, like even one of the guys I'm looking at now, even one of the guys say for a guy to have different sex partners and all that, it's kind of cool. But when a woman do it, it's nasty. So again, that goes back to society and their standards. If you listen to a previous show, we talked about that, about society and how they view men and how you view women. But I don't know. I think nowadays men is being a little bit more open to girls that like just sleeping around. Maybe they're getting open to it because they can get them some free pussy with no nothing. They don't have to worry about taking her out to dinner or buying her something to eat or nothing. She just want to fuck, so they get to it and you get it over with. So that could be the case. And also, I had one of the guys. I think he don't mind me naming him. Like the dude G. He sees that. He said, as long as the snatch is clean and not big enough to escort 3 to 4 illegal amigos from Mexico across the border, y'all can keep those virgin chicks that's eating nothing but salad, burgers, and Bugs Bunny treats. He likes women with some mileage on them. I'm not going to repeat that, but if you didn't catch that, basically what he's saying is, as long as your pussy clean, the disease-free, and, you know, when he spread your legs, he don't fall in, him and his buddies all at the same time. And, you know, and I don't know where to keep those supposed to virgin chicks that eat nothing but salad, burgers, and bunny treats. I don't know where that came from. I guess he's saying we can keep the skinny bitches, too. Not that we was talking about that, but if that's what he thinks, then sure, he like women with some mileage on them. Now, maybe he'll call in, too, and I can ask him how much mileage is too much mileage. Or how do you know how much mileage a woman actually had on her? As a man, like, okay, like, you have to put this and say, oh, she has 100,000 miles on this. All right, I can tune this up and keep going. Like, geez, hilarious. But I love them anyway. But still, back to that, like, some men like women that been with a lot of, Not to say a lot, because they probably don't know what the real number is, but he probably just thinking, like, when he says some mileage on him, I'm going to assume that he means that it's a woman that's been around. Like, he don't want to, I'm just going over what I think he's thinking. He don't want a girl that probably only been with 2 men in her life, and even though she might think she's so freaked out, or I know, you know, I've done a lot of things sexually, she might want a woman with some experience, or one, you know, like with some matters, I guess you've been around the block or around the world a few times, so you should know some things. Some men don't want to have to teach a woman some things, and or they expect at a certain age or after so many partners, you should actually know what you're doing without them having to explain or try to assist you with understanding what it is that they doing. So I don't know. We'll see if he's coming in a little later on and see if he if you want to talk. But okay, I have a friend on the line, and I believe he wanted to join in on this conversation. Are you there?
Yes, Ryan? I am. Yes, I am.
You want to add to this conversation?
Yes, I do. Most men, and I'm sure people can hear this, and this is from, I'm assuming that most men will probably agree to this. Most men don't want a woman who has a lot of knowledge. No man, okay. meaning a lot of history with different men. Most men don't want that.
Okay.
They don't want that. They don't want a woman who's been with multiple, and I'm not talking from the standpoint of sexual. I'm talking about relationships, because it shows a man a history, a pattern with her past relationships that something was unstable for them to basically depart, for her not to even have a relationship at the current moment.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And as far as the sexual part of a man, most men in general don't want a woman who's been around. Most men do not, because they feel like mentally it's not a sensational feeling to know that a lot of men been with her. Most men just almost, they like touching fruit that ain't been touched. You get what I'm saying?
I get you.
You understand? Because if you ask most men, if a woman tell you she been with 50 men, and you ask another, and you ask that same man, ask another woman how many men she been with, and she said, the next woman says, I only been with 30. Which one you think that man probably prefer?
Me personally, I don't know, because the one that might been with 30, she might been with 30, but she still don't know how to fuck. So, I can't answer it as a man, so I wouldn't know. Cause I personally wouldn't judge a person by how many people they've been with, but more so like you saying, like, what exactly is it that you went through in your relationship? Not so much more of sexually, because when I'm getting with you sexually, I just want to know right now, currently, is your HIV test is popping up negative, and is your STDs all clear?
That is a good point of view, and that's probably one of the main reasons why people should always be skeptical of having multiple partners, because you can't be like a Pakistani and have 3 or 4 wives. You feel what I'm saying? In America, you can't do that and feel like there's not going to be some STD or some type of backlash from having all these women at one time. Because for me personally, I'm not a person that promote anybody going raw, but a lot of people that get comfortable with women, they go raw after a period of time. They start out a relationship, and next thing you know, they drop off. There's no condoms. Get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
People drop off and start out maybe the first 5 or 6 times and start out using condoms. Next thing you know, that same guy ain't buying no rubbers no more. He's just going straight over her house and doing his thing.
Exactly. Okay, so with the topic at hand is like having so many partners at one time. So which do you prefer? If you prefer having one at a time, or how that work out?
If this was a STD free world, I wouldn't mind multiple. If I'm not in a relationship, if this was an STD free world, I wouldn't mind at all. But then, though, we don't live in a perfect society. You can't. Me personally, I can't. I got to only stick with one at a time.
Okay, but let's say you get that one and you don't like her sex. What do you normally do with that? Do you move on? Do you let her know? Do you try to teach her? Or to get her to, will you like her to be? I mean, I'm just saying, because for the most part,
you treat it like Ringling Brothers, Barnum and Bailey Circus. You got to train her ass.
Pull out some whips and shit, huh?
You got to train her ass. You got to train her vicious to catch on, you know? She'll know what certain pats mean, this mean, that means, certain rotations, she'll catch on quick. But that's That's me personally. I think all men, you know, most men prefer one woman at a time. Those who don't are not in a relationship, those are the ones who probably wouldn't mind multiple women. And those I call them super days, because when you jump out there with your dick with multiple women, then you basically taking a gamble that we live in an STD-free world, and the repercussions could be more severe when it's all said and done, and you wake up the following morning and start feeling something a little different.
That's it, and even in that case, like I mean, I don't know how long you've been listening, but even I was saying earlier, like even with dealing with multiple sex partners, like mentally, I don't have the time for it. And you don't know who's going to get caught up, who's not going to get caught up. Then you know, like you saying, you might wake up feeling a little different, but that's STD wise. But you know, you might wake up the next morning and you let's stop having sex with this broad, and now she and bust and flat your ties and all that good stuff, then what?
Well, that comes with the territory. I think sometimes some women can't accept the emotion detachment from sex to, you know, just casual sex with a friend versus thinking that that's leading to more. I think women got that more attachment more so than men. I don't think men get that attachment as more so than women. We men have a tendency, if it's just sex, we don't have a tendency to wake up, start saying, okay, I hope she ain't with the next dude or this and that. I think women have that tendency to feel like the more and more she's giving in, the more that they building a foundation for a relationship down the road.
Okay. I beg to differ. Maybe you just haven't had that one that you woke up in the morning and you felt like, where is this bitch at? I need her. You might have had that feeling yet, but it's a few that's out here, and I'm quite sure we both know who they are, but we won't mention them on air. But anyway, let me wrap you up, and I got Tasha on the line because she wants to add to this conversation too. But let's get the female point of view, and then we want to come back to you, okay?
Sure, I can hear. Okay.
Yeah, just hold on.
Okay.
Are you there?
I am. Hello. How are you?
Hello. Hi. Long time.
You know, I don't know who the gentleman was that was just speaking, but, you know, I pretty much agree with everything that he said as far as the way men view relationships. And, you know, I think I'm at a pretty good advantage because I've been in a long-term relationship that was not always what it is now. We had, you know, it was something else, and it kind of grew to what it is now. But what it did, it afforded me the opportunity to really kind of dig in his head about how men view relationships and the type of women that they're really looking for, contrary to how their actions may, you know, what their actions show, what they're really looking for in a girl. They really do want that good girl. They want that girl that they feel like is trustworthy and, you know, kind of like take home the mom, kind of like, even though that's not what he said, but, you know, guys do want that girl that they feel like they can kind of like build a foundation with it. They feel like they have her. They don't want their girl to be that worldly. They'd rather her be worldly with him and try those things out with him. Because I've been with my boyfriend since I was 30. I'm not going to say how long we've been together, but we've been together for a little while. Just telling how long we've been together tells my age, and I'm not ready to do that on air. But like I said, it afforded me the opportunity to really get in his head and really ask him what he's looking for in a woman. And, you know, he's gotten it wrong so many times that he really knows what he wants in a woman. And I think once a man reaches a certain maturity level, they're able to express those type of things, and they feel more comfortable expressing that. And, you know, he don't want a girl that's been out here, and, you know, he likes the fact that I only have one child and that he met me, like I said, when I was 30, and we've been together so long, so he feels like he got me cut short of when women really start dating and really started being out there in the world. So, you know, to him, he's like, shit, got her just in the nick of fucking time, and that shit is, like, exciting. To him, and it almost like it escalates our sex life and everything about it.
He's happy with having one sexual partner, and y'all not contemplating on like you needing extras or nothing like that.
In other words,
he's definitely satisfied.
I think that he has graduated to that because, like I said, we weren't always where we are now. So I think at some point you graduate to that, and I think for some men they feel like they do need more than one because someone's not feeling something, whether it's emotionally, sexually, or whatever it is, it's just something not right with that bitch, and you gotta do something else, and you find yourself attracted to something that's totally different from her, and, you know, and like, wow, or even totally different than the type of woman that you would usually go out with, or he would usually go out with, or even for us, the type of man, because my boyfriend isn't the type of man that I've ever dated. So he's the total opposite of what I thought I wanted in a man. So through dating him, not only did he find out what he really wanted in a woman, I also found out the type of man I had to have. So, you know, I think it's an exploration. Sex is an exploration. And I heard you mentioning European countries, and they're just more free sexually, and you know, they're not as sexual repressed. They're more open about talking about sex and having a conversation about sex. And that's just something we're not that comfortable. A lot of people in this country aren't comfortable with. You know, sex is almost like it's tabooed in some ways. And, you know, but if we don't talk about it, there's never a conversation about it. And we won't be able to do anything about STDs and teenage pregnancy and, you know, the things that plague our society. That's part of the reason why we have no answers, because there's no dialogue about it.
Right. So, I mean, okay, so with that being said, why, I mean, could you give your reason to why you think people probably want different sex partners, or why they feel the need to have different ones?
I think it's for a lot of the reasons that you said. That it's something that they're lacking in one relationship that, you know, like, for instance, let's say you really like oral, but you like your man's sex, but he doesn't do oral, but that's something that gets you so charged, but he may not be comfortable enough in your relationship to go oral because, you know, y'all are still in the condom stage. You're not that comfortable with each other that you're free. So he may not be doing that yet, and you want somebody to do it. So, you know, Nasty Joe went on the corner. He put his mouth on shit, and he just liked to eat it. So, you know, hey, Nasty Joe, eat it. I don't do it to him, but I let him eat it. I mean, you know, I think it's just human nature to want to be satisfied is what I'm saying. I just think it's human nature to want to be satisfied. And like I said, there might be some endearing qualities about him, and you may not want to quite let him go because, you know, people are greedy. But, you know, he may have
it's
so
different.
Many other qualities, and she may have so many other qualities that you like. And, you know, it's just they don't suck dick, or they don't, you know, they don't suck on the cop. It's forever.
Oh, man. Okay. I don't disagree.
Okay, I'm sorry. I know usually I don't talk like this, right?
Right.
Oh, no.
Okay. It's a good night to drink. So okay. I just got a few comments in my chat box that I'm going to give to them, but I need to take me a 5-minute break. So we're gonna wrap this up real quick.
To you.
I love you and thank you for calling in. I enjoy you every time.
I know, it's so much fun. Have fun this evening, darling.
You do the same.
All right.
Okay, so again, if you're just calling in, we're discussing how many sex partners is too many to have, at one particular time. And if you logged in or you want to call in, you want to answer, you got something you want to say, dial 646-378-0763. And I'm gonna take a real quick break, and we'll be right back.
morning, Mr. Loso. This is Dr. Syed Bashir speaking. I do not have good news. I have just received the results from your test, and you have been diagnosed with a severe case of Borrelia. You are under strict quarantine. Do not leave your home under any circumstances. If anyone comes in contact with you, they will drop dead. So please call me back as soon as possible. Thank you very much.
RIP to the competition.
Funeral. Yeah. I got him. Shout out to my enemies, shout out my competitors, shout out to my mini-me's. I hope you do better, bro. Better me, better you, et cetera, et cetera. Shout out to the followers, I will stay ahead of ya. Big up to the haters, big up all you little niggas. Bigging y'all up to make you feel a little bigger. Big up to the fake niggas from a real nigga. Fake niggas help you recognize the real niggas. I'm a Brooklyn nigga anyhow. Closet looking like I opened up a Vinny Styles. Bitches say we are the best, so my me in my jeans, PRPS. Yeah, street fitted it again. Yeah, act you like a Twitter name. Same place I see him, same place they chalk him out. We speak Guapanese, come see what we talking about. Holla at your homie, holla at your dog. Looking for the competition, holla at the mall. Once I say hi to her, she gon' say bye to her. If looks get killed, then my style might body her. Body her, body her. If looks get killed, then my style might body her. Body her, body her. If looks get killed, then my style might body her. Shout out to the groupie, shout out to my ex. Probably saying fuck me, so shout out to the sex. Don't get mad at me, cause I'm on to the next. All of this because I ain't respond to your text. Big up to you bum bitches in your $10 dresses. Big up to the big girls, y'all are so precious. Saucy bitches trying to raise a nigga blood pressure. Grown little girls, do your mouth get any fresher? Huh? Bet it ain't fresh as Loso. Monogrammed out front, case you didn't know so. Flow so deadly, swag too murderous. Known for being nice, that don't mean courteous. This is nothing new, I'm not a beginner. I get big checks like the lottery winners. A boy dissing I, boy listen I. Kindly send him on his way, tell him all dissing I. You better holla at your homie, holla at your dog. Looking for the competition, holla at the mall. Once I say hi to her, she gon' say bye to ya. If looks get killed, then my style might body ya. Body ya, body ya. If looks get killed, then my style might body ya. Body ya, body ya. If looks get killed, then my style might body ya. What it look like, nigga? It's Young Funeral. Told y'all niggas I got this.
I got this shit, nigga.
There is no competition, too. What up, Drum? What it look like? What we talking, baby?
What we talking about?
These niggas is dead.
What we talking about?
Yeah, I said it dead. Nice. Niggas might as well lay down in a hole and throw dirt on themselves. It's funeral.
Mob.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Be kill. Yeah. Be real. Yeah. Get 'em all. Yeah. MOB. Yeah. Look, bye, bitch.
Bye.
See you later.
Later.
Ain't no talking. No great debater. That's real shit, bitch. No toilet paper. It's bad to you, bitch. And hi to the haters. Bitch, don't speak. Shit ain't sweet. Got a cab on the way, so don't use your feet. Just roll out, baby. Get away from me. And don't call me about missing this D. I hope it's understood. I don't want you, ho. That's why I pack the shit and put it at the door. To let you know I don't need you, ho. Did what I could to make you glow. If you wanted that nigga, you should've let me know. We could've worked it out, but you let yourself go. Sorry, little lady, I don't care if you cry. I'm B-Kill, bitch, I'm known for saying bye.
Yeah, we been doing this shit too long.
Yeah. got a new man. Now you a food lover, you got your head done, but you ain't got money. You need to stop laughing, cause ain't shit funny. Where I got a new bitch, and she'll roll with it. She a dyke though, but I can still hit it. She got a stripper ass, something you ain't got. She got my name tatted, what you mad now? It ain't secret, you was trying to leave me. Bitch got Courtney trying to hide your pieces. Now I'm fed up, here's a ticket by your Egypt. Have I'm wildin' out, yeah, I hope you catch diseases. Shorty catch a cab, cause I ain't trying to teach you. Pack your shit, praise the Lord, call the preacher. I broke food, but you can't eat this. So don't call my phone, don't call my bed.
Girl, you been doing this shit too long.
Y'all bitches, y'all think these niggas is loving you for the, they just loving you for the minute, and then they be like, bye, bitch, I fucked you, I won, yay. Okay, so anyway, we're back, this is BK Chronicle Live, and we were discussing how many sex partners is too many. Now, I just got a little text from a friend, he don't care to be named, but earlier, if you guys was listening, if you wasn't, you know, when the show was over, download it, listen to it again. We had Ryan on the line earlier, and he was saying, from a man, most men that he know, or most men don't want a woman that been with a lot of men. And I had one guy that say he wanted a woman with a lot of mileage on it. Now he like once with Ryan said, you know, like having a woman not having a lot of mileage on it or not being with different people, it kind of clears things up a little bit, and we can probably figure out what a man really wants, but that's not the topic of tonight. We're talking about how many sex partners is too many. No one answered that yet. I guess two, if you're having sex, two is too many. I guess you should have one at a time. Well, most people think one at a time is good. I think one at a time is good. But anyway, dude says that he don't know what the fuck the dude Ryan is talking about. He must be a nigga that don't get pussy. Now, he says all men want different women all the time. He's not saying why they want different women all the time, but he says that it's too much pussy out here to be concentrated on one. So he likes different varieties, like he likes to eat different things for breakfast every morning. Every girl is not the same, and sometimes you have a taste for a certain flavor of girl. I don't know what that means. So like to me, he eats pussy a lot, and maybe pussy have a different flavor. I don't know. But and then he says that it's too many bitches out here for niggas to even want to settle down with one broad. Bitches get emotional over good dick, and he can't hit more than one at any given time because bitches forget that they in a fuck buddy relationship and that they're only here to fuck. He only trying to fuck, send you home, maybe feed you, depends on how good you suck them all. So I guess he want a bitch to suck his dick on an empty stomach. Hopefully she won't bite your ass thinking you have something to eat on. But basically, that's what he's saying. He's saying niggas want different girls. They want different flavors, like they eat breakfast every day. And I guess don't know man eat the same thing for breakfast every morning, but I tend to maybe once or twice out the week I might switch up my breakfast. But not that that's important. But he's saying that basically Ryan's lying and that everybody wants different bras. But what Ryan was saying earlier is that because we live in a STD society, it makes you a little bit more cautious of who you're with and being with multiple people at the same time. Now, I'm going to bring Ryan back on the line because I had to get him back on the line for this comment because I know he's a man. And him being, I guess, the type of man I know him to be, him and this guy is totally opposite. Now, in my mind, I could judge shit. I'm not perfect, but to me, it's the way he coming over. Like every guy wants this. Every guy wants a girl every day. Every guy wants this every day. Now, I don't know. I don't know how true that is, but I can't even see him physically managing all these girls at one time. And then at one point, he says that bitches be falling in love with the dick. So what do you do when you have one of the ones that fell in love with the dick? You're not calling them no more. You're not answering the phones no more. And all of a sudden, this bitch starts showing up at your shit. So, having different multiple sex partners, like, you really have to be careful who you're dealing with, when you're dealing with, and what type of terms that y'all on. And you have to have some clear understanding and make sure that this person knows that you guys are on the same page when it comes to having different relationships with different women. Ryan, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, so did you hear what I read?
Let me elaborate on that right quick. All right.
Okay.
First and foremost, whoever the dude is that wrote that or sent it in on the blog. First off, most men. And I'm not even going to come at you wrong like it's some type of argument. Keep it real. Most men, we see beautiful women. Yes, it's in our mind to say yes. The temptation is there to say, guys, I would love to see what it's like. But every man has a kill switch in their head saying, you know what, even though I want that, I'm not gonna go after that. Get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Every man has a kill switch in their head. Every woman we see on an everyday basis, whether we're going to get some gas, we're at work, we're in a grocery store, we see so many fine women, but everyone ain't there to go after. You understand what I'm saying? It's a kill switch in our head. And for him to sit here and say about, you know what I'm saying, he gonna hit everything, I mean everything he can, then that's what we call Super Day. That's the Evel Knievel type dude. They just want to be suicidal.
That's females. We call them community dick.
Yeah, that's what we call suicidal with their dicks. And that's why you find, I guess he'll be laying up next to Arthur Ashe, Eazy-E, everybody else who just caught that time and say, you know what I'm saying? Hey, well, you know, I guess he never heard of it. I guess he never heard of it. Until they give him, you know, that type of treatment for it, then he'll realize, you know, his decision-making was poor choice. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can tell guys to call in on this radio station or send email. Oh, I'm gonna hit this. I'm gonna hit that. I'm going after anything that's walking on the face of this earth. Then they don't care about their body. But once that doctor tells them that, look, you got a time limit now, and the hourglass now is really starting to spin because you contracted something that's not curable and it does kill you, then they'll regret their decisions of doing what they're doing. You know, and that's why I say guys like this is real suicidal with their dick. So when they calling in and telling me they going after everything, this dude might be tricking. For real, he might be paying for pussy. He might be in a strip club right now when he get his paycheck trying to lure a girl home. I mean, this type of dudes like this that's going after anything possible. So they do that, you know. They do that. I mean, you get these type of guys all the time. Real men don't go after it. Real men go after one woman and leave it alone. As you, the more and more you get older, you get wiser, and you know about the circumstances out here, you don't keep chasing different women. There's nothing mentally I got to conquer. I got to go after this woman. I got to have her. No, one is good enough, and you build that foundation, and you say, this is who I'm going to live it out with until I die. Now, if that's a young guy, then that's how them young guys talk. They go after everything possible. They don't care. They don't care until the doctor and tell them, look, got something we can't cure. I'm sorry. You know, then they be like, oh, I regret the decisions I made. You know?
Mm-hmm. But they want to go back and kill the bitch like it ain't their fault, too.
Yeah, but now, but off of him, because like I said, I think dude tricking for real. And he's sending in all that. But off him, you know, I think more so a lot of women, when you brought up the question about men in general, I think you need to flip the script as far as the women. A lot of women, some women can't be stable with one man, just as well as a man can't be stable with one woman. And I give you a good reason why. Some women, if their man that they're dealing with, sex is whack, but they don't want to tell that man, some women have a tendency to go out here and still got that buddy she know who can put it on her, and she'll go right to him behind closed doors because that's something she's missing out at home. Then she also got that friend, that buddy. For some reason, all women got that male buddy she can confide her secrets and talk to outside of relationship. And that be the same one that wind up getting some of that too. So see, it goes not just in the men category. It goes in the woman category of different things.
Number six.
Like, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I was
going to get on the women. I was going to get on them too. Cause and even with what you're saying, I think and even with men and women, most of the ones that like that or what they call now, like they thirsty or they pressed, they geeked up and all that, more than likely, them are the ones that when they was in high school and all that shit, nobody looked at them. They probably looked as fucked up then. You know how like even on Maury shows when they show these geeks, they was geeks back then, and then you see them now, and they like, God damn. Now
let's
it's
see,
just
right.
Like now you're trying to make up for lost times, and because these girls is giving you attention or you're able to get them, or like you saying, at some point you might just got some dough name, and all they see is money and a good time. So you're getting pussy. But the whole time, no one really likes you. You know what I'm saying? They just there for the moment, and they love you for the moment. And even with some of these girls, like some of the groups that I'm in different groups. Now I'm all for a girl showing their little naked pictures. Show me your ass. Show me a little bit of titties. But Why you had to throw your face in it? You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't have to throw your face in it because everybody gonna know who you are. Like, it's like you scream for attention. Do you really like fucking these dudes like at night, like when they done fucked you and came all over your sheets and all over your body and they gone and the next day they post about you and shit like that? Like, are you really comfortable with that?
Well,
you know what I'm saying? Like, you just, I don't know what's going on. And like you're saying, it seems like it's a lot of the younger crowd that's doing it. So, when did get so reckless, or when it started being so cool?
To me personally, I think a lot of women in general have some, and they don't say it to their spouse, their significant other. Even though they are in love with a man, a lot of women hide the fact that they still think about somebody else that was emotionally attached in their life. Now, whatever the circumstances that caused that relationship to end or them not even being around, best believe that woman's still thinking about that man from time to time. But she's not going to let her spouse know. There's always a significant man in a woman's life. I don't care if it's your first love, somebody who stood out from the guys you were dating, that a woman mentally can't let go, but she's not going to let her spouse, you know that, you know, because that'll start conflict. You know, but that's, you know, basically that's how that goes. But I think a lot of women, the perfect man, this is just an opinion, the perfect man to a woman is a man who works. I think nowadays, now back in the days, I don't know if that was serious, but nowadays, it's like almost engraved that a man got to get out here and better be working. Number two, a man who got morals about himself, meaning that, you know, he's not a man out here just out here doing reckless things. I ain't talking about sex-wise. I'm talking about basically working, blowing money. A man who about a foundation building for the future, for retirement and things of that nature so they can have when they get older. I think a woman also like to be the fact of a man who's, and I know women like this, they love a man who stay in the house. They cannot stand a man who, if he comes home from work, he rips and runs right out the door. A woman wants a man to stay right in the house, sit there so she can just talk to him. And some men have a tendency to fall asleep, like me. I fall asleep quick. I ain't gonna lie to you. About 45 minutes in the house, you know, once the news go off, I'm dozing off, you know. She's still talking about, you know, the laundry downstairs. I'm going to sleep. Yeah.
That's not good. That's not good at all. I mean, even in the sense of you bringing that up. I mean, we want to have some conversation, too. Just because you've been at work all day, she might have been at home all day doing her household duties while you at work doing your duties. She still wants to talk. I mean, she ain't just want to cook you dinner and you fall asleep. See, when you do shit like that, it depends on how secure your woman is. If she one of them insecure joints, then see, you gonna have her start looking for somebody else to talk to while you sleep. So
that's what you get on the phone with a girlfriend. If she got a girlfriend, you know, all women keep that one girlfriend. Girl, this SOB done went to sleep on my ass. You know, girl, wake his ass up. You know, y'all got that girlfriend who does that. You know, but girl, wake his ass up.
Yeah. I mean, well, maybe you know what? Well, maybe some of these women and that you know that spread their love around, want to give their joy to everybody. Maybe they need one of them little girlfriends that keep them to, you know, calm down. I mean, overall, long story short, it's not in society's world. It's not normal to want to have so many sex partners at one time. Now, if you're with a person and y'all two together don't mind seeing other people, then I think that's kind of cool because I mean you both. It's not like you're cheating or like one person's being left out of the loop or something. Like if y'all just like having threesomes with other people, then that's cool too. But just to like we saying, like Sunday you will mark. Monday, you were Mike. Tuesday, you were Wayne. Thursday, damn, how do you keep up with that?
The bigger picture here is I look at the bigger picture. These everybody who wants to have multiple partners and this and that, and I look at it when they get older, and they're in their late 30s, their 40s. Now they got children by these so-called women that they wanted to be out here doing, having multiple partners. Now their children's growing up, and they seeing, let's specialize as a male.
Mm-hmm.
I mean a female. They see their daughter out here doing the same thing their father was doing. It's going to bother
mm-hmm.
the shit out of them. I hate to say it like that over there, but it's going to bother the
it
shit
will.
Out of them. It will, because the man ain't gonna want to see his daughter having multiple boyfriends pick her up at the house, coming to say they're gonna take her to the movies, doing this, doing that. And he like, man, it's like eight dudes that came here in a month. I know somebody hitting you off, but the father ain't gonna mention it to her, and he's gonna feel like, damn, this is the same thing I was doing when I was going to eight different women's houses when I was younger. It's
mm-hmm.
gonna bother
mm-hmm.
That's what I say. People who say they just wanna go out here and be reckless, then when they got their own kids, then that's when their morals kick in there, because they don't want that to betray their lifestyle now brung on their children, you know. And that's why I say the guy that called in said he trying to hit everything walking. You know, hey, man, sooner or later, I guess I told you, when he, I don't know, you know, when he started looking like, you know, I don't know, Resident Evil or something, then he realized, you know, the shit is real out here. When his face started looking like one of them Resident Evil characters, then he started looking like a zombie. Then you realize, you know, now you got that blood work going through you.
Mm-hmm. Well, when one of them bitches set his house on fire, maybe he appreciate that. But and even like you're saying, even if he's playing it safe, or you're taking the proper precautions to avoid STDs and AIDS and all that stuff, at the end of the day, that condom is not like a bulletproof vest. It's not gonna stop no bullets. Like you might break it. Anything. Like, I mean, like, I wonder, do people actually think about the what if? Like, some people don't. Some people just go with it, hoping to pray, and some people, like you said, they just don't care. And there's people out here that know they infected and they don't care, and they still do their thing.
I'm gonna tell you a funny scenario of sexual. Speaking of condoms, it kills me, and I'm not with every man in America to know this, but I'm quite sure they all can feel me on this. I'm sure every man in America, when they having sex with a woman and they using a condom, when that condom dry off, and for some reason some women dry when they having sex, some men have a dumb tendency to keep going, knowing that now the friction of that condom is very likely to break if you keep going. Without lubrication on that condom. And a lot
mm-hmm.
of men keep going just to try to say, I got to get this orgasm. I got that.
Yes.
And that's when it pops. And that, for the life of me, I will never understand why a man keep going, knowing that now that the lubrication of the condom is almost down to 10%, from 100% to 10%. And they still trying to get it off. And next thing you know, the condom break, then that's when all hell break loose. Then the other ones, it sounds so crazy, but I think a lot of women can agree to this. You shouldn't buy Magnum when you should be basically covering your shit up with bubble gum. You know what I'm saying? You shouldn't be buying a Magnum when you can cover
okay.
your shit up with bubble gum.
Condoms
you
coming
know?
Off inside
you
and shit.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of guys, they buy condoms and they pull them out, and a lot of women under pressure, they working with some. Next thing you know, hey, she only see it coming, but she saw the gold wrapper. Oh, he about to put it on me. Next thing you know, hey, you could have done better with your own pink, you know. But that's the story. You know, a lot of guys buy a condom too big for them, and the next thing you know, the condom slip off because they wanted to have a Magnum. It's a mental thing for some guys out here.
Then they don't want to be in the store buying the baby size thing.
Like, once again, that's what that same girlfriend that I told you about earlier, who your girl, who they call, girl, you won't believe this,
mm-hmm.
And he had us, you know, and the next thing you know, oh, nah, girl, you got to leave that nigga alone. That's the first thing they say, oh, girl, you got to leave that. You know, that's the first thing they're going to say, girl, you can't do nothing with that. You know, we don't work for Tyler for kids. That's what the first thing they're going to say. That's the first thing they're going to say. I'm honest with you.
I mean, some. I mean, some.
It's definitely for piercings and tattoos. Okay, I had to bring it up, y'all. Okay, it's for the piercings and tattoos, and you gotta be 21. You gotta be 21 to party inside. Hold on, let me get this together because I'm going too fast trying to end the show. But Los BYB is doing his club single. He's shooting a video for the song Piercings and Tattoos. And they're saying it's 21 a party, and to ride the bus, and 21 a party and to ride the bus, and it's $30 for the bus ride. It's $30 for the bus ride, and $60 for the bus and to get in the club, or if you don't want to go in the club and you just gonna roll on the bus or vice versa, then he's saying contact Juicebox or contact Lowe's BYB. They both on Facebook, you know, to reserve your seat. You were supposed to do it yesterday, but if you didn't, still hit them up, let them know you want to get on. You trying to be in this video? You want to talk through your neighborhood or whatever? The number is 404-907-3685. Now the details are saying that they will meet, that they're gonna meet up at the same parking lot, and y'all can park y'all cars and get on the bus from there. And then y'all gonna hit the stadium 8 o'clock sharp, cruise the city, and be back at the stadium at 12. They're gonna finish the video shoot and y'all do the little party and stuff until 2 a.m. I think that's the time to close anyway. And they said that this will be a world star hip hop event. So ladies and gentlemen, dress to impress, and let's rep our city the way, you know, the way we do things. And also, I believe, I'm not sure if this is still going on, but my buddy Don Don Lee, he has something every night. I think they're going to tonight too. Let me get this information for y'all. I think that's tonight at, let me get this right. I don't want to give y'all the wrong information. I always have it right here, then I always click the wrong thing and it's gone. But anyway, if you're a Facebook fanatic, go on there, search for people. His name is Don Don Lee. He always got events every week, every Wednesday, every Friday. He promote for everybody. He always got parties. You looking for something. But again, like I said, you ladies that like shaking your ass and doing your little thing or whatever, y'all make sure y'all show those videos some love. And don't go out there looking all ratchet with your little outfits all fucked up or whatever. If you're going to do your freak shit, put it on right. Make sure you smell good. Make sure you clean your pussy. Everything all right. You know, put your deodorant on real heavy. Shave the areas you need to shave just in case, you know, you might have too many drinks to get a little loose. And you know, doing your little thing, but do the city proud. Do this video real nice. Y'all go out, go ahead, support your man, though. And y'all have a good night, and I'll see y'all next week.
My Ferrari Bobby. That body art. Body jewelry. Piercing. That shit's like.
She got them piercings and them tats on her titties, on her back, on her leg, and on her ass. Got a piercing on her cat. I might kick it with Shonda. The input went wrong. Bring her home and there'll be no problems.
None.
Cause my women like women. Got a white girl named Tanya. Pretty sweet when they come.
Yes.
She's so bold, but she becomes so I can tell when she comes. Cranberry phantom, Sanitarius done. I don't know what she got wrong, but she likes, she want it. She want it.
On it.
You should have known 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 it.
real. Yeah, be real. Get them all. MOB. Look, bye, bitch.
Bye.
See you later. Ain't no talking. No great debater. That's real shit, bitch. No toilet paper. It's bad to your bitch. And hi to the haters. Bitch, don't speak. Shit ain't sweet. Got a cab on the way, so don't use your feet. Just roll out, baby. Get away from me. And don't call me about missing this D. I hope it's understood. I don't want you, ho. That's why I pack the shit and put it at the door. To let you know I don't need you, ho. Did what I could to make you glow. If you wanted that nigga, you should've let me know. We could've worked it out, but you let yourself go. Sorry, little lady, I don't care if you cry. I'm be killed, bitch, I'm known for saying bye.
Yeah, we been doing this shit too long. All right.
roll a little bit.